Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, how can a person know what God wants them to do, where He wants them to go, and where they should serve? Let me give you a very important thought. The local church is still the foundation. Now, for a lot of people, finding calling can feel like standing at a giant intersection with too many street signs. There's college, there's trades, there's ministry, there's missions. And you want to make a decision that matters, and you don't want to waste years guessing. Well, in that tension, God has not left you without help. He's given you an institution older than social media and sturdier than your feelings. The place to start is your local church. And by the way, I just want to add, this is written by someone else, but I want to say that I totally agree with that statement. In the book of Acts, the church in Antioch wasn't a side note. It was the sending center. Acts 13:1 says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, and from that church the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.' They prayed, they fasted, they laid hands on them, and they sent them away." You'll find all that in the first part of Acts chapter 13. Now, that pattern still matters. God calls individuals, but He sends out His servants through New Testament churches. Now, we emphasize this on purpose. A mission agency should never replace the local church. Now, that may sound strange coming from me, who is an executive director of a mission agency, but I totally agree with it. The mission agency exists to help and to assist the church as it sends, providing practical help and accountability and training. That's not just policy, that's wisdom. You need more than an open door. You need pastors who know you, people who can tell you when you're thriving or when you're drifting, and a place where your gifts can be tested before you head across an ocean. Now, in a world that says build your brand, God says, "Be faithful in my house." The local church is where God grows you in ways like nowhere else. It's where you learn to receive correction without collapsing, to serve without being seen, and to love people who are not exactly like you. Paul told Timothy, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." That's in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Now, that kind of multiplication happens best in a church family, week after week, not just at an event. But God also gives leaders to the church for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 12. Not only does the local church support missions, it trains saints to do the work. So don't wait for a perfect plan. Take the next faithful step in your local church. Well, that's what BIMI is about. We don't send missionaries. We never have. We don't. Local churches send missionaries. But we're there to support and to encourage and to help and to, in this case, help young people sometimes know where God would have them to go.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.